Monday afterwards, what's it feel like now? No different, I don't imagine.
Yeah, it's no different. It's always hard to lose out, but super proud of this group. I think we achieved our goals this year. We got better every day. That's kind of what we set out to do at the start of the year, and that's what we did. We were getting better every day, and we were working hard, so super proud of these guys.
If somebody had told you back on January 9th and 10th when you're on the road in Calgary and all the deals had been completed that you'd be battling for first place in the division on the final weekend, what would you have said?
Yeah, I don't think anyone really expected that except us. I think we always had belief. Like, I mean, we're competing with top teams night in, night out. We beat some really great teams. So we knew we had it in us. I think a lot of people from the outside didn't. But, no, we knew we were a good team. We were always competitive, and, yeah.
The losses those that weekend, a lot of people would say, well, geez, that kind of took the life out of you, and that's why you were losing 4-0 in the series to Calgary. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but did that have any kind of effect at all?
No, I don't think so. We got a good reset. We had some good practices. We had a good reset. We were ready to go for this series. That's a really good Calgary team over there. They made some great additions. We gave it our all. I don't think there's anything we can say that, you know, we didn't do. We were working hard. We got better every game in the series. I thought our last night was our best game. Game three was our second best game. We got it better every game, and we gave it a good shot.
What do you like about this team moving forward now, despite the fact you're going to lose three guys, obviously, in the 20s?
Yeah, the three guys we're going to miss a lot, but there's a lot of depth in that room. I think there's a lot of guys that played big roles this year that are coming back for even more, so it's going to be exciting to see what they're going to bring.
What about for your role? You just got endorsed by Saunderson as being the next captain. What do you think of that?
No, that'd be a huge honor. I mean, I've been a leader on this team this year, and you just want to grow your role, right? You always want to get better. So if I can come back next year and have an even bigger role on this team, it'd be awesome.
What has Ben meant to this team over the last number of years, and, you know, especially for the first few years of his career, just the real steady stay-at-home guy, but especially over the last 2 years, really taken on more of a role and has led the team by example here?
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about him. He knows what kind of player he is. He's every single day he comes with a smile on his face, and he's the hardest worker on the ice. He's my best friend. Gonna miss him a lot. Luckily, we don't live too far away, so I'll be seeing him. But yeah, he was just, you know, he's a blade. He's exactly what you want to be, a Saskatoon blade, and we're gonna miss him a lot.
For a lot of guys in that locker room, that was their first taste of playoff experience, and no team wants to get swept in the first round. But especially for the players who are 16, 17, even 18 years old on this team, what are you hoping that they take away from this experience against Calgary, as disappointing as it may have been?
Yeah, just lighting a fire under them. I mean, no one wants to lose. Just kind of remembering that feeling, right? You know, that's a great Calgary team. We gave it our all, but it's just never a good feeling to lose. You know, there's experience is a big thing in this league, but you kind of gain experience pretty quickly. I mean, one playoff series, and you've kind of got it under your belt, and you should be ready to go for your next one.
What's the season been like? There's been so many ups and downs and trades and players coming in and out and leading a division and then fighting against Calgary here. Just riding this roller coaster this season, what was that like for you?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, I've been through a lot so far in my 4 years, but this one seemed to be kind of the craziest around the deadline, especially because a lot of those guys were my really close friends. You know, Lizzo, Molly, Bolo, all those guys, Risha, really close with those guys. So, you know, losing those guys is never easy, but it's a business and it happens. And we bring in some new guys those guys are, you know, my best friends now too. So, you know, it was a lot of learning. It was great. I mean, I thought management did a great job at the deadline, brought in some unbelievable players, and should be ready to go for next year.
When you look at the development of these players, especially the group of 17-year-olds that got brought in and where they're going to be this time next year, what's the biggest things you look at and say, you know, maybe with another year under our belt, we can make a further run here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you look at how many 17-year-olds we have, and it's pretty crazy. And when those guys turn into 18-year-olds like they will next year, it's going to be pretty exciting to see. 18 years old, you can make a big impact in this league. And we have as many, you know, of those guys as we do that are really, really solid players. I think it's going to be a great recipe for success next year.
Any one of those guys that you're really excited to see what they might blossom into next year?
I was really impressed with how Jordan Martin came along this year. I think he's going to be unbelievable for us next year. Just so steady on the back end, defends really hard, long stick, and he's really smart. He makes really good plays, really, really good small plays that not a lot of people notice, but I think he's going to be really good for us next year.
What about for you? 20 goals, 61 points, career highs, bettered your career totals from past three seasons period. what's next for you?
Yeah, just, I mean, talked about already, but just getting better every day. Have a huge summer, you know, work every day to get better. I've never been a guy to put kind of number goals on myself, but just, you know, I know how it feels when I'm playing better than I was before. So just every day getting better, every game getting better, and that'll make me pretty happy with my game.